arrest today of a major cartel leader has led to a seizure of millions of dollars in cartel money.
McNeely?
Something off. Oh, my God.
I gotta ask you a few questions. $10 million is missing from your cartel bust. Did you steal it?
No.
Two murders of DEA agents have happened on my watch.
Why do you think the cartel's killing your guys?
Okay, here's the deal. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been trying to restart his action movie career after being governor. His latest attempt is the needlessly brutal cop drama Sabotage. Schwarzenegger leads a group of DEA agents who've stolen $10 million from a cartel. When the money goes missing and the investigation ends, someone starts picking off the team one by one. While I'm no prude to over-the-top action, Sabotage gets violent and punishing for no pragmatic reason. The characters are all horrible people, leaving little room for sympathy, even when they have a painful and darkly tragic past. Like a dorky kid posting abusive comments on a blog from the safety of his parents' basement, Sabotage plays with violence, profanity, and death with no real sense of empathy, morality, or logic. What could have been a gripping cop film becomes an overblown exercise in taboos that aren't really taboo anymore, making the film boring and humdrum rather than edgy. Sabotage gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.